As promised, we're talking Buffalo Bills football right now. I'm joined by a linebacker for the Bills. He had a huge game in that Week 7 win over Tampa Bay. He had 11 tackles. He's got double-digit tackles in three of the last four games. 49 tackles on the season. Played his college ball at Louisville. He was the 73rd pick overall in 2014. Buffalo is hosting Oakland on Sunday. That, of course, is a CBS game. Preston Brown is my guest. Preston, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Man, I'm great. I'm so good. In fact, I want to ask you, coming off a win over Tampa, where you have those 11 tackles, you've won three of your last four, you're 4-2 on the season. So first and foremost, what is life like for you and the Buffalo Bills and the Bills Mafia right now?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, anytime Buffalo Bills are winning football, it's a great time for NFL. So everybody here at Orchard Park is having a great time, and we're just trying to keep this winning streak up.
Now, Preston, I got to ask you about that one play. You had a great game in that win, but I've got to ask you about that one play in particular. In the second quarter, Jameis Winston was stripped. The ball was loose. It looked like you were about to scoop it up and take off, but it didn't quite make it into your hands. What happened?
I don't know. I mean, it's like those scary movies when you're trying to run away from the killer, then you got your keys, and you try to open the door to the car, and you drop the keys, and you get in the car, you can't start the car up. That's kind of how it was. Like, I picked it up, fumbled it. I don't know what was going on, but it didn't work out right, but I'm glad we still got it.
That's great. That's really funny. Your teammates are having a little bit of fun with it. Tre'Davious White said you have, quote, butterfingers. Jarrell Worthy said that it was, quote, awful. Lorenzo Alexander's been a little more compassionate, at least publicly. So what's the reaction to the play been like from your teammates, and are they giving you a hard time?
Oh, definitely. Giving me the hardest time they can. People walking down the hallway in the facility, rolling balls at me, got to pick it up. Everybody. I mean, it's fun for me, though, but I know I got to do better to help the team. But it's fun making fun of it right now.
Preston Brown joining us. That's really funny. All right, so you're having a monster season, and some of that might be due to the fact that you overhauled your nutrition program. What was your diet like in previous years, and then what have you gone, or how have you gone about changing it?
Yeah, coming out of college, I mean, it was more like just eat whatever, fast food, whatever I had at the stadium, pizza, all the bad stuff that I shouldn't be eating. And I hired a nutritionist, Courtney, and she's been living with me, making sure I eat a lot of vegetables. She counts the calories, and I drink a lot more water. There's no juice in the house. So just doing things the smart way so I can stay healthier and have more, just be more healthy and have a lot of nutrition throughout the season.
All right, so, like, what's it like? I mean, do you feel different? Do you have more energy? Are you more resilient? Do you bounce back more quickly? What's it feel like, and how does it translate to your training and recovery?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, fourth quarter, you're not as tired as you were last year. You can get a little extra boost because you know that you've been working hard throughout the whole week instead of, oh, well, I had that double cheeseburger on Friday. I feel it right now. But when you have celery and some broccoli, it helps you out in the fourth quarter.
You know what I love? Not only what you're eating, but the way you're rolling now. What do your teammates make of the fact that you show up to the facility with a lunchbox? And then what's in the lunchbox?
they always make fun of my lunchbox. It's a big blue lunchbox with a big Buffalo Bill on it. And it has my breakfast and my lunch in it. Usually it's some egg whites and some turkey sausage and whatever she makes me for lunch. We usually a whole bunch of green stuff. So they always make fun of me, but I know it's helping me out in the long run.
Yeah, I know it is. You had 11 tackles. You're having a big year, so it's definitely working. And you are what you eat. Preston Brown joining us. Your head coach, Sean McDermott, came over from Carolina. And in the offseason, I know you spoke with Luke Kuechly to learn more about McDermott's defense. What did you take away from your conversations with Luke?
Us both being from Cincinnati, I got to talk to him a couple times when we were back at home. And just listen to how the coaches want the linebackers to play in the system, what they expect from those linebackers, and what plays they can make. I mean, those linebackers system made great plays at Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly and those guys. So just learning anything I could was great. I mean, I talked to him for not long, but anything I picked up from him, I think has been helping throughout this year.
Yeah, McDermott, he's got this serious, serious intensity about him and is clapping on the sidelines, already an internet meme. What's he been like to play for from a personality standpoint?
It's great. I mean, he's always excited, always rooting us on no matter what happens. They're scoring us. He's over there clapping, being happy for us when we get over there. So we love playing for Coach because he brings that energy each and every day to meetings, to practice, to everything.
You know, your father, Mike, was a linebacker at Ball State, and he was a linebacker coach, your linebacker coach, in high school. And the story goes that the two of you have been breaking down film since you were 6 years old. What were those film sessions like back in the day with your dad?
Back when I was six, I mean, it was more of He was showing me stuff I didn't know what he was talking about, but I tried to act like I did.
Right.
Trying to break things down, saying, okay, you gotta play this the right way and that, but I don't know what's going on. Then we will watch his high school tape that he was coaching and pick up on certain techniques and little tendencies you can find out. And, I mean, that was basic, just finding little things that I can still carry on through today now, just picking up a little tendencies that I see, formation splits and things like that we were talking about.
Yeah, listen, before you go, I got to ask, though. I mean, your father has said that watching you live out your dream has been, quote, the coolest thing in the world for him as a dad. So what's it been like sharing that journey to the NFL with him? Like we just said, you guys have been watching film since you were six. So what's it like to share that with him?
It's great. I mean, love having my dad come to all the home games. It's like a six-hour drive from Cincinnati. So he's always here. He records all the opposing games. He'll watch them. Like, he's one of the coaches called me, asked me if I saw something. So it was great having a football dad and a football family. My mom, my dad, my sister, they're all into it. And they all call and just ask little things throughout the week. Like little quizzes that they do to make sure I'm on my game.
We're talking to Preston Brown. So every time I have a guest on this show from the Buffalo Bills, I have to ask, what's it like to play in Buffalo and in front of those fans? What's it like to have the Bills Mafia cheering you on every single week?
It's great. I mean, they're always loud and crazy on defense. We love it because third down, they're going to force penalties, delay games, and stuff like that. But we really wish that we could see what happens before the game because we don't see all the tailgating until afterwards on the internet. And that's probably the best part of the Bills fan.
So you've got Oakland at Buffalo on Sunday. The Bills are 4-2 right now. They're having a nice, nice season. Preston Brown, my guest. Preston, great to have you on. It's good to spend time with you. Thank you very much for doing it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Always good to have a Buffalo Bill on, and they're 4-2. You know, I got to admit, when I saw some of the moves they made before the year, I definitely had concerns about what their plan was for this year. There was all that talk about they're going to go into the tank. That's their plan. They're tanking. Yet instead, they're 4-2, and they're competitive.